Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today because I have some wonderful promises out of the Word of God to share with you, to encourage your faith, to strengthen you in your walk with the Lord. And we all need that, don't we? Every day. Let's join our hearts in prayer, if you would. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for this time. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to minister to every listener. Lord, you see individual, specific, and personal needs. Only you are able to move and answer and bring just the right answer that is needed, the right provision, the right direction, the right wisdom. And so, Father, I release that now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for your peace and your joy and your presence. Lord, you said in your presence is fullness of joy. And so, Lord, as we go through our lives, that you know, the daily walk sometimes is a struggle because we're in this world, Lord. But we thank you that for these few moments, we'll experience the peace and presence of the Lord. But Lord, not just in this time, but that you will so anoint us and cause faith to take root in our hearts, that we will carry that knowledge, that understanding and revelation through all the hours of our day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you honor and praise and glory for it. Hallelujah. Well, when Jesus resurrected from the dead, He met with his disciples, but there was one by the name of Thomas who said, didn't happen to be there at the time, he said, unless I actually see him and I could put my fingers into the nail prints of his hands and feet and into the spear wound in his side, he would not believe. And of course, Jesus confounded him and he had to say, my Lord and my God. But Jesus' response was, blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. And beloved, that's true for every one of us who are sharing today the goodness of the Lord. Unless you've had some personal revelation by visitation or visitation of the Lord, some personal thing that you were dramatically made aware of the supernatural realm, most of us walk by faith. We don't see visions of angels or the Lord, but we have the precious Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. And Jesus has declared that he is with us to the very end of the age. Let me share that scripture found in Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, his disciples, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now this, of course, is what we refer to as the Great Commission. But at the very end of this, we see some very important truths being relayed to us. What was he saying? He was giving his disciples, obviously, the Great Commission, but in order to fulfill his will, he was pledging his presence as the guarantee of every needful thing that would be required to fulfill this goal. And beloved, what I want to share with you today and perhaps tomorrow is the power of God's presence. The very presence of Christ means power whether we are conscious of it or not. And this is so important to realize. Jesus said it was needful for him to go away because when he did that, he would send another comforter. He would send the Holy Spirit, which he did on the great day of Pentecost. And so, beloved, regardless of what you're facing in your life right now, regardless of how distressing or turbulent those times may be, Jesus has guaranteed the power of his presence. Think about that. This, you know, what more do we need than the assurance of his presence? And so what I'd like to do on this broadcast, and perhaps tomorrow, is talk about what the Word has to say to us about the power of his presence. What are the promises he gives about this precious fellowship? Well, the power of his presence gives security to the perplexed. And there is a marvelous example found in Genesis, the 28th chapter. And this was Jacob's dream at Bethel. And in verse 10, it says, Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And of course, then the Lord appears to him, and he says that I'll give you the land on which you're lying, which I promised to your fathers. And in verse 15, he says, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have spoken that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. So if you are in a place of indecision and perplexity, just look at what was happening in Jacob's life at that point. He was headed to his uncle Laban, but he was leaving everything familiar, everything he knew, because his brother Esau had determined to murder him because he had cheated him out of his inheritance and the birthright of the firstborn. And so he was in a place of real distress, and God gave him security by assuring him, don't be afraid, I'm going to be with you. And so if you need security right now, know that the Lord has promised to give you all that you stand in need of. And right now you might be a very weary laborer in the Lord's vineyard. Well, I have good news for you. He gives encouragement in the service to the Lord. As Moses was before the Lord in the, as we see portrayed in Exodus, the third chapter, verses 11 through 12, Moses said unto God, who am I? God's wanting to commission him. And he said, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, this is the Lord, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee when I've sent thee, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And so God was encouraging him. You might not feel very convinced or impressed with your capabilities, but I'm going to be with you, and that is all you need. And then in the New Testament, there's a promise given to us as believers that we can have power in our witnessing because of the power of his presence, and that's Hebrews the 13th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. If you're feeling weak, as you're listening to my voice, if you just feel you're at the very end of your strength, well, be encouraged, because he gives strength to the warrior. Let's see what he tells Joshua in that first chapter, verses 5 through 9. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. So he as Joshua began a really daunting task of taking up where Moses left off and leading the people of Israel into the promised land, so he promises us in our responsibilities, in our witnessing, in our leadership capacity, and to some extent, we are all leaders, regardless of our position in life, because we have the ability to lead others into the presence of the Lord, into the ways and knowledge of God. We will affect those who are in our personal circumstances, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers. So we all have a part of this great commission to share the good news of the gospel. Also, you might be feeling fearful tonight. You may be concerned that, you know, you don't have what it takes, or you don't know what the future holds, and you're just certainly afraid of what the future might hold. Well, every circumstance in life, aren't you glad, is covered by the word of the Lord. And in Jeremiah, the first chapter, hear how the Lord speaks to Jeremiah, because he certainly didn't feel up to the task that God was giving him. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And of course he's objecting, Oh Lord, I can't speak, for I'm a child. And the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. So, In the situation of fear and timidity, God will swallow up that as we trust Him. And then He gives safety by His presence. The power of His presence gives safety. And there I want to read Psalm 31, verses 19 to 20. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. How precious and how beautiful. Well, there's much more to share, so I'm not able to complete that on this broadcast, but we do look forward to having you join us tomorrow at this same time. Thank you so much for listening. The announcer will give our contact information. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.